Blog Talk Radio. in a world full of destruction, in a world where men don't believe. All the Christians are striving, trying to make it, and the devil is always busy trying to destroy and to deceive. Don't you know what God said to his people? To all of us who confess to believe that he's got the whole world in his hands, and pray the only way that he'll heal the land. If my people who are called by themselves and pray. Oh, pray and believe that their word will be heard by me. And believe that
Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining me on tonight. Thank you, everybody. Hello, I am Prophetess Stacy, and this is Prolific Fire. And right now, I'm live on Blog Talk Radio and on Periscope. I pray that the word of the Lord tonight will be a blessing unto you. Let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I pray that you will enable me to deliver this word the way that you gave it to me, Lord God, that we may all repent, Lord God, before you tonight, Lord God, that we may all turn on my wicked ways, Lord God, that you may heal the land, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Strengthen me, your vessel, on tonight, Lord God, and bless every listener, Lord God. Bless them, Lord God, to want to change, to want to do better, Lord God, and do exactly what your word says do and nothing else. In the name of Jesus, amen. Once again, thank you everybody for joining me on tonight. I truly appreciate it. The foundational text for tonight comes from Hosea chapter 1, verse 2 from the NIV. Thank you for joining. Hosea chapter 1, verse 2 from the NIV. When the Lord began to speak through Hosea, the Lord said to him, "Go take to yourself an adulterous wife and children of unfaithfulness, because the land is guilty of the foulest adultery in departing from the Lord." When the Lord began to speak through Hosea, the Lord said to him, "Go take to yourself an adulterous wife and children of unfaithfulness, because the land is guilty. The land is guilty of the foulest adultery in departing from the Lord." Tonight's message is, "The land is guilty." Tonight's message is, "The land is guilty." In tonight's foundational text, God spoke through Hosea and told him to take to himself an adulterous wife and children born out of unfaithfulness, because the land is guilty of the foulest adultery in departing from him. Because the land is guilty of the foulest adultery in departing from him. God literally put Hosea in a position of hurt and disappointment, hoping that humanity would somehow realize this was a pain that he himself was experiencing as he watched the land become adulterous, become unfaithful towards him. And many of you can relate. You know how it feels to be cheated on, to be connected to, and still in love with an adulterous spouse. Some of you even know the pain of having to raise children born out of your spouse's unfaithfulness. But did you ever once stop to think, and this is the question for tonight, did you ever stop to think that's how God feels about America as a whole? Did you ever stop to think that that's how God feels about America as a whole? Country has departed from him and become like an adulterous wife, raising up unfaithful children who have absolutely no fear, absolutely no respect or reverence for God. This country has departed from him. Why? Because this country is raising up children that are unfaithful and they have no respect, no reverence, meaning no fear for God. And God is hurt. To have prayer forced out of the schools of our children, to have prayer forced out of the schools of our children, God is hurt. Never mind that it was Jesus, Son of God, that said in Matthew 19, the 14th verse, New Living Translation, "Let the children come to me. Don't stop them. Let the children come to me. Don't stop them." And what does America go and do? Stop the children from praying. Stop the children from coming to him. "Let the children come to me. Don't stop them. For the kingdom of heaven belongs to those who are like these children." Matthew 19 and verse 15 from the New Living Translation. "And he placed his hands on their heads and blessed them before he left." And he placed his hands on their heads and blessed them before he left. Prayer is the only 24-hour connection our children have to God the Father, and many schools across the country have revoked that privilege. Sad, but many schools around the country have revoked that privilege. They revoke that privilege because they're afraid. There is power in prayer. There is still power in prayer on tonight. And God is hurt. Still, he offers the kingdom to us. His only requirement is that we humble ourselves and come to him like the children in their most pure innocent state. Still, he offers us the kingdom. Though we're not worthy, he offers us the kingdom. His only requirement is that we humble ourselves like that of a child and come to him. God wants to bless our children. God is good. No matter what's going on in this world, somebody needs to know that God is good. He's a faithful God. He's still a constant God. He's a good God. And he wants to bless our children. But the educational system in this country is constantly seeking to strip them of the value of a good education. And some mother, some father ought to be agreeing with me in the spirit on tonight, because you know your child has been stripped of the opportunity to get a good education, although they deserve one. And God is hurt. God is hurt because we have become complacent, comfortable, unchallenging to the way things are. He's hurt because we have become comfortable, complacent, unchallenging to the way things are. As believers, we were not called to settle. Hear me on tonight. As believers, we were not called to settle. We were not called to settle into this culture. We were not called to settle into the culture. God is hurt because sexuality now has multiple categories. Multiple categories. Multiple categories. I know that's hard to believe, but sexuality, according to this world, has multiple categories. Heterosexuality, man and woman attraction, which is God's one and only design for marriage and family. That's God's one and only design for family and marriage. Heterosexuality, homosexuality, same-sex attraction. Bisexual, attraction to both male and female. And the latest one, something Miley Cyrus calls pansexual. Something Miley Cyrus calls pansexual. Not limited in sexual choice with regard to biological sex, gender, or gender identity. Pansexuals can love sexually in many forms. And we just seem to have accepted that our children, our family members in this foul society are choosing not to be labeled. Thank you for joining, Dallas girl. I appreciate it. And thank you for the heart. And we just seem to have accepted that our children, our family members in this vile society, are choosing not to be labeled, but would rather be free and wild, undisciplined, experimenting all over the place. God says, love the sinner, but don't dare get complacent with the sin. God says, love the sinner, but don't you dare get complacent with the sin on tonight. We were called as Christians to stand out. We were called as Christians to stand out, not blend in and agree with everything that the culture is doing, law or not. I'm looking right into the camera and say that again, law or not. Blog Talk Radio, law or not. Go, law or not. God says, love the sinner, but don't you dare get complacent with the sin. Somebody tonight, God is calling you out of your comfortable place. Stop accepting things. That's just not the way things are. Stop accepting things. That's just not the way things are. And God is hurt. And God is hurt. That may not mean much to many of you listening to me on tonight, but that means a lot to me. God is hurt. He's not pleased the way things are going in this world. He is hurt. Thank you for joining 443. Love you. And God is hurt. And God is hurt to see his family structure destroyed. And God is hurt to see his family structure destroyed. Genesis 2, verses 20 through 22, skipping to verse 24 from the NIV. But for Adam, no suitable helper was found. So the Lord caused the man to fall into a deep sleep. And while he was sleeping, he took one of the man's ribs and then closed up the place with flesh. Then the Lord made a woman from the rib he had taken out of the man and brought her to the man. That is why a man leaves his father and mother and is united to his wife. And is united to his wife, not his husband. He is united to his wife, not his husband. He is united to his wife. And they become one flesh. From there, Genesis 4, verses 1 and 2 from the NIV says, Adam made love to his wife. He made love to his wife. He made love to his wife. I'm keep repeating myself because I'm making a point, trying to drive a point home. He made love to his wife, and she became pregnant and gave birth to Cain. Later, she gave birth to his brother Abel. God's family structure was birthed through the uniting of Adam and Eve, through the uniting of a man and a woman. And we have become like the serpent in the garden to what we want, despite what God has said he wants. In this society, we are pushed aside what God wants in favor of what we want. We let our flesh run things for too long. Even those of us that claim to be Christians, sometimes we get sidetracked, but not no more. God is hurt. God is hurt. And as I said, that may not mean much to many of you tonight, but that means a lot to me to know that God is hurt and that he chose me to bring a message like this on tonight. This message is important, and I pray that those of us who need it and really mean the Lord well, that we'll receive this and that we'll repent and change. Because the land is guilty, which is the title of this message. The land is guilty. And we have become like the serpent in the garden, conspiring to cheat our way to what we want, despite what God has said he wants. Genesis 2:25 NIV. Adam and his wife were both naked, and they felt no shame. Anytime a man can lay with another man, anytime a man can lay with another man and a woman with another woman and feel no shame, as though it was the order and nature of God, America has fallen from grace. Thank you for joining, Lisa. Anytime a man can lay with another man and a woman with another woman and feel no shame, as though it was the order and nature of God, America has fallen from grace. Leviticus 18. Verse 22, NIV. Do not have sexual relations with a man as one does with a woman. That is detestable. The New Living Translation makes it plain. It simply says, do not practice homosexuality. Do not practice homosexuality. Indeed, America has fallen away from the grace of God that kept it covered. America has fallen away from the grace of God that kept it cover. That's why we're seeing so many things attack, because America has fallen away from the grace of God that kept it covered. The land is guilty of the foulest adultery in departing from the Lord, and God is hurt. It hurts to see those you loved and sacrificed for. It hurts to see them step out on you and go down an adulterous path. It hurts to see a loved one in a lifestyle that is set up to destroy them. It hurts to see someone you love in a lifestyle that is set up to destroy them. And God is hurt. The same God that sacrificed Jesus for us. Look at that. He sacrificed Jesus for us. And how do we repay him? Go down a lifestyle that's not worthy of him, that was not designed by him. The same God that sacrificed Jesus for us, and he is hurt. And you wonder why there's no power in most churches. And you wonder why there's no power in most homes, most Christian homes. Because God is hurt. Ephesians 4, verse 30 from the Message Bible. Do not grieve God. Do not break his heart. His Holy Spirit moving and breathing in you is the most intimate part of your life, making you fit for himself. Don't take such a gift for granted. The Amplified Bible says, and do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God. Do not offend or vex or sadden him. Do not offend or vex or sadden him, by whom you were sealed, marked, branded as God's own, cured for the day of redemption, a final deliverance through Christ from evil and the consequences of sin. Do not grieve God. Do not grieve God. Do not grieve God. Do not break his heart. Do not offend or vex or sadden him. But sadly, that's exactly what America has done. But sadly, that's exactly what America has done. The land is guilty. The land is guilty, and we are all responsible. We cannot point fingers at each other. The land is guilty. The land is guilty. And we are all responsible because God put us all here together. The land is guilty, and we are all responsible for its condition because God put us all here together. And here's the revelation Satan didn't want you to see. And here's the revelation that Satan didn't want you to see. The revelation is this. Sexual sin is sin against your own body. And if you will tear down your own body, you will not hesitate to tear down another man's body as well. Enters the spirit of racism and the killing of brothers and sisters alike. And if we, the children of God, are kept from getting a good education, if we are kept from praying, what hope do we have? What hope do we have? I'm give you that revelation again because you need to get it in your spirit. Sexual sin is a sin against your own body. And if you tear down your own body, you will not hesitate to tear down another man's body as well. Enters the spirit of racism and the killing of brothers and sisters alike. And if we, the children of God, are kept from getting a good education, if we are kept from praying, what hope do we have? We must educate ourselves and we must pray. We must educate ourselves and we must pray. We must repent, educate ourselves, and pray to combat the enemy and his end times tactics. We must repent, we must educate ourselves, and we must pray to combat the enemy and his end time tactics. Beloved, do not think the racial tension going on in this country. Beloved, do not think that the racial tension going on in this country is somehow of God. Do not think that this is of God. God does not condone racism. God does not condone racism when he himself made all the races. Acts 10, verse 34 through 35, NIV. Acts 10, verse 34 through 35, NIV. Then Peter began to speak. I now realize how true it is that God does not show favoritism. He does not show favoritism, but accepts from every nation the one who fears him and does what is right. That means that God does not show favorites. I don't care what country you're from, what race you are, if you do what's right and you fear the Lord, he will accept you because he is not racist. He did not create racism, and there is no such thing as one race that is superior to the other one. God does not condone racism. God condones only one sexual preference. God condones only one sexual preference on tonight, that being heterosexuality, the union of a man and a woman. He does not condone, approve of all the other so-called sexual preferences. Last but not least, God does not condone prayerlessness. We must pray without ceasing because God does not condone prayerlessness. Hear me, every saint of God, on tonight. God does not condone prayerlessness. 1 Thessalonians 5 and 17, we must pray without ceasing. The land is guilty of the foulest adultery in departing from the Lord. The land is guilty of the foulest adultery in departing from the Lord. The land is guilty, and we must take responsibility for America, the country in which God allowed us to live. The land is guilty, and we must take responsibility for America, the country in which God allowed us to live. Just like Nehemiah took responsibility not only for his sins, but for his father's family and that of the Israelites, and honestly repented to God in prayer before ever attempting to rebuild the broken down walls, we must do the same. And for reference on that, look up Nehemiah chapter 1, verses 4 through 7, NIV. Let's pray. Father God, we humble ourselves and repent sincerely for the way that America has been raised up to disrespect you. We repent for every ungodly leader that has ever taken office, for every ungodly leader that has ever been appointed to lead this country. We repent and are godly sorry for every law that has passed that oppresses you, that opposes you, that offends you, that vexes you, that saddens you, for the breaking of your heart, God. And somebody ought to repeat that with me. If you really love the Lord the way that I love God, you ought to repeat that from your heart. For the breaking of your heart, God, we repent. We repent for not seeking your face what we should have, and for letting some of our beliefs be compromised over time, and for letting some of our beliefs be compromised over time. We repent for not loving you enough to stay consistent. That hurts. We repent for not staying consistent, not loving you enough to stay consistent, for not taking a consistent stand. We humble ourselves here right now for just laying down and accepting what we knew was not your will for this country, or even our own personal lives for that matter. We repent for talking about what's wrong in this country with everybody, because we're quick to talk about things, but we need to pray about things more. We repent for talking about what's wrong in this country with everybody except you. We repent for shedding your voice out when you are our only way out. We have fallen from grace. We turn from our own wicked ways, the sins that we excuse. Listen to this. We turn from the sins that we excuse, the sins that we have playfully made excuses for, sins that have weakened our effectiveness, our impact as prayer warriors. And that's exactly what the devil wants. He wants us to be playing with little sins so much that we lose our impact as prayer warriors. No more. No more after tonight in the name of Jesus. Sins that have weakened our effectiveness and our impact as prayer warriors. We humble ourselves. We repent. Forgive us, Lord, as we prepare ourselves for frontline warfare. And this is exactly what this is now, warfare. We repent because we need your Holy Spirit on our team. If this land is to be healed, we need you, Father God, on our team. We need you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Amen. I pray that this message has made you think and will seek, and has made you think and will cause you to bring forth change in your own personal life as well as in the life of your family members on tonight. If there's anybody via Blog Talk Radio that desires prayer, you can press 1 at this time, and I will be glad to pray with you. Periscope, I think you can't hear me, but I'm not sure. I hope that you will go back and watch the replay. If not, if you want to see this video and you're on Periscope, you can always go to catch.me/prolificfire. catch.me/prolificfire, and this broadcast should be there after tonight.
Praise God.
Hello, you're on there.
Yes. My name is Larry. I just have a prayer request for a marriage,
yes.
Ministry, and finances, and I greatly appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay. Could you be more specific about the marriage part? You don't have to go into really deep detail, just a little more.
that God will lead me. How shall I say it? It's some things that surfacing itself, and I just need God's strength. Yes.
Oh, okay, I got you. You ain't got to go no further. Thank you. Thank you for joining on tonight. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I thank you for my brother on tonight, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, that you are a God that hears, Lord God. You see what's burning his heart, Lord God. Ask that you lead him, Lord God. Lead him, Lord God, how to deal with the situations, Lord God, the situation that has occurred, Lord God, within the marriage, Lord God. Bring, Lord God, peace within the situation, Lord God. Bring answers within the situation, Lord God. Bring reconciliation in the situation, Lord God. Let confusion be rendered powerless in the situation, Lord God, and give him strength, Lord God, to deal, Lord God. Bless him financially, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Touch him, Lord God. Touch him, Lord God, that he may be able to bring finances forth, Lord God, like never before, Lord God. Let every seed, Lord God, that he has planted, Lord God, let it come forth, Lord God, at the time when he needed most, Lord God, that he may be able to support his family 30, 60, 100 fold. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, touch him, Lord God. Touch him in his body, Lord God. Touch everything that concerns him, Lord God. Touch every issue, Lord God, that's burned his heart on tonight, Lord God. We lay it down on your altar, God, believing that it's done, it is so, in the name of Jesus. And we give you honor and praise for it on tonight. Amen. You still there? Hello?
Yes, ma'am. I'm still here. Yes, I'm still here.
Is there something I missed? Because I feel like I missed something.
In ministry.
Yeah, I knew it was something. Thank you. Father God, touch him in ministry, Lord God. You know what it is that you called him to do on tonight, Lord God. Ask that you guide his footsteps, Lord God, and everything, Lord God, that tries to hinder, Lord God, the call that you placed on his life. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord God, that you're going to touch it and remove it and bless him to go forth in spite of, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, that you called him to this generation for such a time as this, Lord God. I thank you for everything that you word his mouth to say, Lord God, that it will produce, Lord God, harvest, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that the people, Lord God, that you're raising up under his leadership, Lord God, that they will see that he is a man of God, Lord God, and they will humble themselves and follow, Lord God, not because they see him, but because they see you, Lord God, and they will partner with him, Lord God, in the good work that he's attempting to do for your glory, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen.
Six oh one,
you're on the air.
Yes, I'm calling in for prayer.
Specific area.
For my finances, I'm asking God, you know, for increase on my job or for God to, you know, just direct my. I don't want to have to move out of the area where I live, but you know, I want to be able to make a good and decent living, you know, for my daughter, and
okay.
You know, I've been. And also, I've been single for, I think, like 7 years now. And, you know, if God has a mate for me, that, you know, in his timing, you know, he'll, you know, find me.
Okay. Father God, I thank you for my sister joining on tonight, Lord God. You hear the desires of her heart, Lord God. First of all, Lord God, I thank you, Lord God, that you're going to work it out for her financially, Lord God. Bless her like never before, Lord God. Give her a raise right where she is, Lord God, that she will not have to move out of the desired area, Lord God, but she will be able, Lord God, to provide a decent, a good living for her daughter, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord God, that you're going to touch everybody, Lord God, that's in position to bless her, not only her boss, Lord God, but for everybody that she's loaned money to, Lord God. Let every seed, Lord God, that she's planting in somebody else's life, let it come forth, Lord God, that it may multiply in her life and be more than enough, Lord God. Raise her up on her job, Lord God, but give her seeds, Lord God, outside of the job. Let man give into her bosom. And what by man, I do not mean I do not mean in a relationship, man, giving her money. I mean every person, Lord God, that she's giving money to, Lord God. Let them begin to return the favor for no specific reason. They just feel like blessing her, God. Touch them in their spirit that they will bless her, Lord God, that she may be a blessing, Lord God, first of all to you and then to her daughter and herself, Lord God. And I thank you, Lord God, for directing her steps that she may do what you want her to do, Lord God, that she may be led by you in 2016, Lord God, and cut out everybody, Lord God, that's trying to tell her what to do, Lord God, when some of them are not living better than she is, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Give her your wisdom that she will know who to listen to and who not. But most of all, God, let her listen to you, Lord God. And I thank you, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, that you order that good man's footsteps, Lord God, because you said you order the steps of a good man. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, you hear her heart's desire, Lord God, for that mate, God. And I ask that you order his footsteps, Lord God, right to her, Lord God. Let her be patient, Lord God. Control her flesh, Lord God, that she can wait and wait upon you, Lord God. Help her to prepare herself to be that good thing, that when that good man finds her, Lord God, that they will be one in union, Lord God, and their union will not only bless them, but it will bless others and bring your name much glory, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord God, for holy matrimony coming into her life in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
You're welcome. Is there anybody else on the phone lines desiring prayer on tonight? If so, press 1, and I will be glad to pray with you. If not, thank you, everybody, for joining on tonight. I would ask Periscope for prayer, but I think there's a technical problem going on. Once again, if you want to see this broadcast, you can go to catch.me/prolificfire, and it should replay. If it doesn't replay on Periscope itself. Also, if something is going on through the weekend, you just need prayer or private consultation, you can always reach me by calling or texting 865-408-8690. That's 865-408-8690. Or you can email prolificfire@gmail.com. Especially if you're outside of the country, you may want to email prolificfire@gmail.com. Visit the ministry's website. Visit the ministry's website at prolificfireministry.com. Prolificfireministry.com. Connect with me on Twitter at Prolific Fire, on Periscope at Prolific Fire. Like the Prolific Fire Ministry Facebook page. And for those of you who do not know, the motto of this ministry is Prolific Fire, seeking to help you where you hurt. And the reason the motto is seeking to help you where you hurt, if you've been hanging around this ministry for some time, you know we deal with issues. And hopefully we deal with your issues. We deal with issues as the Lord leads. Glory to God. Join me next Monday, same time, same place, where the message will be, the Lord's hand has turned against me. The Lord's hand has turned against me. That's the title. Breaking the mindset that makes you think that what happened, happened because the Lord is somehow against you. I see someone joining on Periscope. This is the end of the broadcast. Please catch the replay. Thank you, everybody, once again. God bless you. Have a good night.